Item number two, a resolution by Supervisor Johnson requesting that the green space area of Carver Park that is north of Brown Street be renamed the James W. Beckham Park in honor of the founder of the Beckham Stapleton Little League Baseball Program and local community leader.
Mr. Beckham, welcome.
Thank you.
It's good to see you again.
It's good to be here.
Supervisors Johnson and Mayo.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
Members of the committee. Supervisor Mayo would like to be a co-sponsor of the resolution. And Chairman Roderick would also like to be a co-sponsor. Anyone else? Supervisor Harris, Supervisor Jersey. All the members of the committee. About you, Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Yeah.
All members of the committee.
Oh, you didn't see that? You raised his hand?
No, I
didn't. All right. Okay. Don't leave him out.
Okay. Thank you very much. I want to thank Ms. Johns and McKnight for putting together, getting the information for the resolution. I was approached by Earl Ingram of Talk Show Host for WMCS a few months ago. He talked about Mr. Beckham and how glowingly Mr. Beckham has been actually an anchor for a lot of young people who have participated in his leagues over a good number of decades. These are people who could have gone another way, but because of the counsel, the guidance, the mentorship, the counseling that Mr. Beckham has provided them, not only did they learn how to play baseball, and not only did they learn skills related to appreciation of teamwork and how to play baseball itself, but they learned how to be better young people, better young men through the tutelage of James W. Beckham. Mr. Beckham is a former Negro League player. He played in East St. Louis, I believe in 1950, which would be
52-56.
50-56?
Yeah.
That was before I was born, so. About 1 year. And I say that to say that, I say that because he has been involved in baseball and softball for a long, long time. It is an integral part of his life. And for what he's offered to young people in this community is something of value, great value. In 2008, about 40 men in the community were honored through the Milwaukee Community Journal, Inc. Best of the Best celebration. I was one of those. There are about 40 of us, as I said. And a poll was taken, a survey was taken to see who would be number one, who could be honored as the best. Well, the best of the best of the best turned out to be James W. Beckham. During my conversation with Mr. Ingram, with Earl Ingram, I indicated to him, at first I was kind of reluctant because George Washington Carver Park has been in place for a long, long time. The townhouses at Carver Park are named such because of the nearness to Carver Park. So I came up with a compromise. The compromise would be that for the fields, and their fields south of Brown Street and their fields and green space north of Brown Street, that why not name the northern park James W. Beckham Park, and which was amenable. That way, Mr. Beckham, for all he has done for these young people over the years, and they're very proud. These young people are now adults. Plus, he still has some young people that he's attending to. They're very proud of him. They think he's a valuable asset to this community. And through this resolution and the naming of the north side of the green space north of Brown Street would be very fitting. Supervisor Mayo? Please, Chairman.
Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I thank Supervisor Johnson for letting me be on this. But we have two of his former students. Will you please stand like that? You see, they're not very young anymore. First, I want to thank Mr. Beckham. See, I've been knowing Mr. Beckham for a long time. Mr. Beckham started with my oldest cousin, played baseball, and my two other cousins, Fred and Myra Hood, and I'm close to his children. I was not the baseball style person, so I couldn't play T-ball and baseball one because he said I was kind of slow. But Mr. Beckham is a very good mentor. He helped me a lot of things in my life, especially my career. And I'm honored to be here on this citation with Mr. Beckham and Mr. Supervisor Johnson for this man. He's a good man. He's a man that all men want to strive to be because he would take his shirt off for any kid in the community, regardless if you're the richest or the poorest. He will stand up for you. As long as you right with him, he'll be right with you. But don't get on his back. So he seems kind of meek right now. He's a pistol. But I'm honored, and I hope someone move approval of this wonderful opportunity for him, because we'd like to give him his flowers now, not when he's 6 feet under, so he understands that this Milwaukee County admire him, thank him for all his work, and continue to work very hard within Milwaukee County.
So,
Supervisor Jerzyk.
It's a great pleasure to move approval of this resolution.
We have a motion to approve. We also have three folks who would like to be heard on this. I think perhaps two of the gentlemen who are standing. Let me call them first. Mr. Luis Miranda, if you want to come forward, along with Colin Matthews.
Go ahead.
Gentlemen, would you introduce yourselves? We have a listening audience out there that want to know who's speaking.
My name is Luis Miranda. I played in the veteran safety in the Little League since I was 8 years old. So it's been about 34, 35 years I've been associated with Mr. Beckham. And he taught me two things as a young man, and that was hard work and dedication. And if I displayed him two things, he always told me I'd be successful. I'm not the successful man I am today without the help of Mr. Beckham. I come from very poor part of Milwaukee. Was raised in the hillside in Lapham Park, right adjacent to the Beckham Stapleton Little League Park. I could have went, like Supervisor said earlier, I could have went either way. the guidance of Mr. Beckham, I was able to play ball at a young age and continue it all the way on and secure a college scholarship. And without his help, I wouldn't be there. When I went and played ball in Jackson, Mississippi, they asked me, how did you get from Milwaukee all the way to Jackson, Mississippi? And I mentioned Mr. Beckham's name and the two things he taught me, and that was hard work and dedication.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Matthews?
Yes, Glenn Matthews. I'm the actual president of the Beckham Stapleton Little League. And, thank you, Supervisor, Chair, for allowing us to give this great opportunity for Mr. Beckham. Thanks to the county park, definitely Director Sue Black for all of her help over the years that with the Beckham Stapleton Little League, and to the county board members who have passed, your predecessors, and those who have who will probably come after you. We thank you for all the stuff you've done. Supervisor Johnson mentioned that there have been well over thousands of kids, youth, boys and girls, over the years, over four decades, that have come through the Beckham Stapleton Little League. And mainly, Mr. Beckham has been there. I know I've been serving and helping him out for well over 15 years, volunteer, coach, umpire, and everything else. He'll get me out to the fields this year. it's a great honor to have this gem, this pearl of our community. And I'd say our community is Milwaukee County. He's done a lot for this community, and it's the ultimate thanks for his hard work and dedication to the youth of this county, especially in the city of Milwaukee. A couple of notes, County Supervisor Mayo and Johnson both mentioned that we have a baseball program, but I always stress the program aspect of it. So we do help kids be successful or try to be successful in life, working on those soft skills, teamwork, collaboration, and just working with the youth. And that's one of the things that we really appreciate. Our 2012 season begins on Saturday, May 5th, our opening day parade. Publicly, I invite each of you to come down. You all should receive an email and a hard copy invitation from us. But I'm publicly inviting each one of you to come down. Kids always have a great time, so we're looking and looking forward to having you all come down. And again, on behalf of the board of the Beckham Stapleton Little League Baseball, thank you very much, and very much appreciative of what you have done for us and what Mr. Beckham does for the community.
Thank you, Mr. Matthews. Mr. Cotton?
Yes. My name is Ruben Cotton, and I'm a former player in the Beckham Stapleton Little League. I actually grew up in the same neighborhood as Beckham Stapleton. I grew up in the Waco townhouses in the 1970s. And Mr. Beckham was one of the first role models, coming from a single-parent family, not having a father in the home. A lot of us gravitated towards sports, and baseball just happened to be the sport that I gravitated towards. And Mr. Beckham did that for a lot of young men. He instilled leadership, character, and team building. And in a time when baseball has been on the decline nationally amongst minority youth, especially black youth, Mr. Beckham has been a pillar in the community. He's been somebody who's continually, looked out for youth who have that interest, or even the youth who may not have had that interest, whether it be boys and girls. And I think this is long overdue. And I just want to say congratulations to you for the many hours, many years that you've put into building the youth of Milwaukee and beyond.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Beckham, do you have some words you'd like to share with us? I know it's...
this is quite of a surprise. It was something I was expecting. But it's always good to thank someone for being with you, for the things you have done. This has been my goal when I started this. My pastor talked me into this. At the time, I was still playing baseball, but he felt that the kids needed some help in the community, and he thought I was the guy to do it, and I wasn't for sure I was the guy to do it. But it come out to be that once I started, the kids and I started growing on each other, and the love started coming, and they showed me a lot of thank you. And it's been a lot of joy to see the kids grow. And baseball is not the only thing we talk about. You know, I also feel like if you play this game and you put yourself in church and put God into your life, and the other part that I always push to them, to make sure they get the education. Because baseball is not a guarantee thing. You go out there and get hurt the first game and be done with, you know. So you need something to fall back on. And so far, this has been... Cobble Park is our park. It belongs to everybody. You know, we try to have it available for anybody who wants to play. And right now we get a lot of calls because a lot of people like to come to play on Cobble Park field because I'm a little fussy about my field.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell you, Mr. Beckham, I'm a former Little League coach. My brother and I coached for 12 years. And we had the privilege of playing at your field, which we assumed you manicured at midnight with the scissors and a comb because of the beautiful condition in which it was kept. But I've got to say, for many, many years, you have, from afar, been one of my great civic heroes in this community. I had that contact with you. You wouldn't remember it. Many, many years ago, my kids are now, the oldest is 43. So it goes back that far. But the perseverance you've shown and the dedication and the service to this community over a 40-plus year period makes you a treasure of our community. And we have a motion to approve. Supervisor Black. or supervisor. Director. That was a demotion.
Yeah, quite a demotion.
Carry on.
And above.
Anyways, I guess I just want to say it, Beckham Park. Isn't that cool? Beckham Park. I'm kind of shaking. Being a parks director, the names of parks mean a lot to, you know, us, and when we change them, and I've had different parks that I've been a part of naming and renaming, but I don't think there's one that means more to me than this one. And it wasn't even my idea. This was Supervisor Johnson did this when he called, so it wasn't me. But when you look at that civic leadership, and you look at what a difference one person can make, I mean, when you see these young men and the difference in lives that you make, you know, I've always said it's not about the park, it's what happens in the park. It's not about the trail, it's about what happens on the trail. And what you've done, when you think, does somebody deserve for a park to be named after them? There's nobody, and I mean it from doing this my whole life, there's nobody that deserves it more than you. It's really cool.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I try to make that park be the best park in the city.
Well, it is.
I really do. And we tried to make sure the fields, I feel that playing on that park is just like playing on Milwaukee Brewers Field. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee Brewers don't play on no bad field. My kids is not going to play on no bad field.
Mm-hmm. Can I show some pictures, Joe? Could you? What we did is we went through and we just grabbed a couple of pictures. One day we had Ace Hardware come out. Remember that day when we had the work day? There's just some pictures of things that we've done out there. One more. Two more. Oh. Where does it start? There it is. There he is with his Ace Hardware hat on. So Ace had come out there and they had given us just some grooming equipment and we painted the bleachers. You remember all that in those work days? We've had plenty of those out there. And then we're going to hear some of the history that we talked about in the 1950s. The longest running league for African-American youth in the United States. And we said rich history, and then you can look at, you know, the signs out there. And one of the things in the resolution, you know, things that we're going to do with the park and how we're going to actually put up the master sign, I'm going to figure that out and how we pay for it, but I'll figure it out. But I'd like to have an event this summer when we actually have the sign up there and have all the kids and everybody come back. So sometime this summer, I don't know if we'll be ready for the opening day parade, but sometime over the summer, let's make sure that happens. Mm-hmm. But what a difference that you've made out there. Today is just it's a great day, and you deserve it so much. So congratulations.
We have a motion to approve. Is there any further comment? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Cesars?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Jurcik?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
11 ayes, 0 noes.
Thank you, Mr. Becker. Number 3, please.